Han, you might want to take a look at this.
Leia's voice floated to Han, who was in the office of their safe house apartments cleaning his blasters. They were in perfect condition, but it gave him something to do that at least marginally cheered him up.
I don't want to take a look at anything, unless it's Dala's head on a pike.
Hopefully, he added.
Is it Dala's head on a pike?
No, not quite. But it is her chief of staff running up the steps to the temple at top speed.
Han rose and went to look at the holovid.
Huh?
He said, baffled at the sight of the normally calm, almost emotionless Wynn Dorvan running full tilt.
And we have confirmation that it is indeed Chief of State Dala's right-hand man, Chief of Staff Wynn Dorvan, who is racing headlong up the steps of the besieged Jedi Temple. He did have a Mandalorian escort as he fought his way through the crowd, and I don't see anyone taking aim at him. So one must assume that he is here on official Galactic Alliance business. Looks like the Jedi must have agreed to...
Han's mouth fell open.
Full?
Leia didn't quite gape, but her brown eyes were wide.
Why, it's Raynar Thull, said Javis Tyr.
The cam focused in on Thull and Dorvan shaking hands.
As our viewers of Episode 14 of The Jedi Among Us, Where Are They Now? know, Raynar Thull has been rehabilitated and has kept a kind of vigil every day at this time, having lunch on the steps of the temple. I've conducted a few interviews with him. It looks like nothing, not even a Mandalorian siege, is going to keep Thull from enjoying his regular lunch break.
What the hell is Dorvan doing there?
Han demanded.
You think he's trying to strike a deal with Thull?
Leia shook her slightly gray-streaked head slowly.
No, neither of them works that way, she said. I think he may have been trying to save Thull's life.
Well, that's noble of him. But he could have saved KP's... blast it. Connie's life and maybe a whole bunch of others if he and Dala would just back off.
As if on cue, the cam left the two lunching men to linger on Connie's body and the pool of drying blood in which it lay.
I don't know how either of them can eat, sitting there looking at her,
Han continued, his voice growing angry again.
Well, nothing Thull does would surprise me at this point, and Dorvan's feeding his half of the sandwich to his chitlick.
Indeed, the cam, with the nanosecond memory that the holojournalists appeared to have had these days, had gone from the grisly sight of a corpse to a close-up of a small, adorable animal sitting in Dorvan's lap, holding a piece of bread crust in its forepaws as it ate. Han snorted in disgust, but Leia suddenly froze. Han eyed her.
What is it? What did you just figure out?
She turned to him, smiling slowly.
How we can help the Jedi.